Right, so the shiur this week is being sponsored by Reb Zev, Willie Stern, Nishmas Reb Chaim, then Reb Moshe Leo Akoyan. All shalom's yahrzeit was Yud Zayin Teves. Shkach Rashiv Kavim, all the way from Lakewood.
So, today's shiur that I want to give is on Dayush Taimid Dekra. And to be perfectly honest, as I prepared the shiur, it ended up going in a different tangent than what I expected. The Marba Kaimis that we sent in is where it was going in one direction, and we're going to take it a little bit of a different direction. But let's get a basic understanding of what's going on with Dayush Taimid Dekra. The Mishnah, the Gemara here is in Kuf Tes Vav, Bav Metzia. So the Gemara says that the machloikis of whether you can take a mashkin from an almana that's an Ashira is totally in the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Which means that there's a Machloikis whether we say that the reason of the mitzvah is what changes the din, or it doesn't change the din. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isser in the Torah to L'sachbol Beged Almana, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an Almana, and therefore whether she's rich, whether she's poor, you're not allowed to take a mashkin. Reb Shimon says, a rich aniya, a rich amana, you could take a mashkin from, but a poor amana, you can't. Why? So he says, because what's the whole reason that you can't take a mashkin from an amana? Because you're going to have to return it to her. Because you're going to have to be coming back to her house all the time to give it back to her. So if there's a man that's coming into an almana's house on a regular basis, people are going to start talking. They're going to be mitzvah shemra on the almana. But if you're dealing with a rich almana, so since she's rich and she has lots of begadim, so there's not going to be as much of a need to constantly be coming back to return it to her, because she's got other begadim, she doesn't necessarily need that one. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you could take a mashkin from a rich almana. You just can't take it from a poor almana. It's the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara Sestira that we see, Fakarat, we see that by the Gemara says Layarba Loynoshim, that you're not allowed to take more wives. So the Gemara Sestira, because there it sounds like you would think Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda would follow their own reasoning, and there it seems to be it's the opposite. So the Gemara explains why it's a little bit different over there. Ultimately, the Gemara says that really Reb Yehuda holds Loi Darshin in time of the Kro. Reb Shimon is the one who holds Darshin in time of the Kro. So if we just look at this Gemara by itself, and we don't look at any other Gemaras in Shas, we would conclude that there's a fundamental machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and it comes in throughout many other inyanim in Shas. The question is, are we able to take the reason of a din and change the halachis, assuming that the reason doesn't apply? Reb Shimon is of the opinion that you could. But clearly, an almana, that's a rich almana, you're not going to have to come to her house, you're not going to have to be changing so much with her, so therefore you're not going to be mitzvah shemra. So he says, okay, you can take the mashkin. According to Reb Yehuda, it's like a loy plug. The Torah says it's also, you can't start being busy with Dayush time of the Kro, when could you do it, when can't you do it? So that's seemingly the Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The problem is, this is a Daf Yomi Olam, right? So the problem is that the Gemara on Daf Tzadi is Mamish Astira to this Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Tzadi clears the Shaila of what's the din by Leisach Soim Shor B'dishoy. By Leisach Soim Shor B'dishoy, there's an Isra in the Torah that when an animal is threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. So the Gemara, you have to let the animal eat what the food that it's threshing while it's threshing. Leisach Soim Shor B'dishoy. So the Gemara clears the Shaila, how does that Isra apply? Let's say that the behema is matrezes. It has a sick stomach. So therefore, if you're going to give, you're going to allow the animal to eat from it, you're not helping it, you're hurting it. So therefore, is it better, there are you allowed to be sachsim shor b'disha, you're allowed to muzzle the animal, or are you not allowed to muzzle the animal? So the Gemara Takis said, now if it's the Gemara declares two tzadim, if it's because you're not allowed to be Messiah the animal, that when the animal is threshing food, it wants to eat the food, it's working on the food, it wants to eat the food. So if that's the reason of the Isser, so the animal doesn't know that it has a stomach problem, so then Vayter, you have to let the animal eat it. But if the pshat is that the animal is zaych in the food only when it's good for it, so now it's not good for it, it's bad for it. So then you should be able to be sachsim shrabadisha. That was the tutstadim of the Gemara and Afzadi. The Gemara Takas said that it's not because you're being mitzayir the animal, it's because it's only good for it. So, Frektatais is a rush. Wait a minute. I've got a real problem here because this is Dayish time of the crow. The Pasuk doesn't say either one of these reasons. The Pasuk says, Lysachsim Shabbadishai. And from Lysachsim Shabbadishai, you're going to be busy with being Dayish time of the crow and limiting the Yisr of Lysachsim Shabbadishai. So Frektatais a rush. That's Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Reb Shimon says Dayish time of the crow, and therefore you could be Sachsim Shabbadishai in a case where it's going to hurt the animal. And Reb Yehuda would say, who gave you a license to do that? We have a din like Sachsim Shabbadishai. The Torah doesn't say why. You're being Dayish time of the crow. Who told you? The Torah says it's always also to be Sachsim Shabbadishai. So now you're going to use the reason to say that there are some times you can change the din of the Torah and you can be Sachsim Shabbadishai. To me, this lit up the sugya of Dayish time of the crow. The Tais Arosh says that, and this is on Daf Tzadi, back on that Gemara, the Tais Arosh says that Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda both agree that we do say Dayish time of the crow. The only question is, what happens if it's not so clear what the reason is? If there's a reason that's clear in the Torah for why there's an Isser in the Torah, then the reason can change the din. Both according to Reb Shimon and according to Reb Yehuda. But in a case like our Gemara, the Pasuk just says, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almana. So Reb Shimon's, well, you know why? Because you're going to come to get it back, and the people are going to see a man going in and out of a house of an almana. They're going to say, yeah, being mighty shamra, maybe this almana's up to no good. So Reb Shimon, Reb Zakta Tais Arosh, that's not necessarily Muchach in the Pasuk. It could be another reason. In fact, the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayis, the Rambam says that the reason is not just because of Maitzi Shamra, but maybe Shamra Yavol Lidei Kilkul. Maybe you're going to have a man and a woman together. He's going to be coming back to her house to make exchanges for the Mashkin. She's an Almana. He's a man. Maybe something bad's going to work out. That would be Bein Ashiri Bein Aniya. So, in other words, Reb Yehuda's just going to tell you that if you can't, you don't have a right to be Maitzi Mikra Midei Pshutai. The Pasuk just says, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almana. The Pasuk doesn't say what type of mashkin from an almana you're allowed to take. The Pasuk just says you're not allowed to do it. It doesn't say an almana yet and an Ashiri not. An Ani and Asher doesn't talk about that. So in that type of case, Rabbi Yehuda says you have no license, you have no right to limit what the Torah is saying and saying it only applies to an Ani. But in a Chanami, if we have a place like Lysachsim Shabbatisha, where the Gemara says it's clear that the reason that you have to allow an animal to eat is not because we feel bad for the animal's feelings. And if the animal is looking at the food and wants to eat while it's working, so therefore you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Well, the reason is because the animal is zeich in the food while it's working. But it's only zeich in food while it's working if it's good for the animal. If it's bad for the animal, then it's never zeich in it, and then you could be sachsim shabbadishai. And since that's such a klar zach, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon would agree that the limitation of lo sachsim shabbadishai can be limited by the reason of the pasuk. And both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are masking to that. I was sitting today by a kiddush. I was what? Tais Arosh, yeah, and Daf Tzadi.
What about the din of Lysis Chantum? That seems as clear as Lysachim Shabbatisha.
I'm sorry. By which one?
Lysis. Now I'm not Chasmus, but there's Zayinam.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty clear there what the reason is. The reason has to do with they're going to do something bad. It's going to be bad to deal with them, to become to intermarry with them.
It's a good question that you're asking, because the Rishonim Shmuz that in Kedushin, the Rishonim Shmuz, how far does that go? If it's is the Isser only in a case where they're going to be maces to you to be Avid Avid Zara? Is it even more than that? But you're right. The Rishonim handle that.
Where does it get it go? I mean, when it becomes clear, where did you draw the line?
It's an Enochami. It's a difficult. What from this Taisus Harosh, what you see is that it's not black and white. It's not just that Reb Yehuda says you can never use the reason of the pasuk to limit the din, and you see from this Gemara on Daf Tzadi that clearly that there is a limitation to this din that we have in this Gemara. Now,
why is Masachus Shavdisha clear? I mean, the Torah doesn't say reason for Masachus Shavdisha.
But the Gemara clears the Tutzdadin, and then the Gemara says that it's Pashat one way.
It's Pashat, that's the reason.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't bring it from a raya. The Gemara doesn't bring it from a pasuk. The Gemara just says that it's pasuk, that that's what it is. So, in other words, once the Gemara goes through the Tutzdadim, and it's pasuk that that's the reason, so both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon would be maskin in such an oifin, we say Dayush time of the Kira, and even Rabbi Yehuda would be maskin that the time of the Kira comes with a limitation, and where the time of the Kira would therefore not apply, it then wouldn't apply either. That's how you can muzzle the animal. If it's not healthy for the animal to be eating from the disha, from the food that it's threshing. Now, I was by a kiddush today. I said this over to a Talmud Chacham that was sitting next to me, and he said, so tell me. He said the Rosh. This is Hill Yosef Pfeiffer, and he's a Rebbe in Lakewood, and he said, tell me the Rif says in the beginning above a comma that the reason of Or Shane and Rego are potter b'shus harabin is because it's Orche. And the Rosh is bothered. What's the Rif got to give reasons for Orche? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Will be b'steyacher," that the animal is only, you're only chayiv on Shane and Rego when it goes into another field and it eats or it walks on something. So that's when you're chayiv. And the Gemara is medayik. It's only b'steyacher, but not b'shus harabin. B'shus harabin, you're potter. So. The Rosh is bothered. Why is the Rif saying that? So the Rosh says, you know why the Rif is saying that? The Rif is saying that because of a case where, let's say, there's an Eitz Aruch. Let's say there's a long stick, and the animal is walking on the stick, and the stick is going from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, and it steps on the stick in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's Mazik in the Rishus HaYachid. What would be the din? So Zok the Rosh, you know why the Rif said that Shane and Regal are potter because they're Urche Rishus HaRabim? Because this type of thing, it's a perfectly normal thing for an animal to walk in a Rishus HaRabim. So if it's walking in a Rishus HaRabim and it steps on the stick, and now the stick is Mazik Rishus HaYachid, if I only had the pasuk itself of Vir B'Steyachah, what would I say? You damaged in another field, so you should be Chayiv. So therefore the Rif had to say, it's a little bit more than that. The time of the Kira, the reason of the pasuk is because it's Urche. And when it's Urche, so therefore, you're potter. So therefore, Zok, the Rosh, the Pshat, and the Rif is, that in this type of case, where it's doing something which is Urche, because it's walking, and it steps on a stick in a Rishus HaRabim, which is Urche, if the stick damages Rishus HaYachid, you're taka potter. Now, based on this, so that's why the Rif changes the gear, so the Gemara later on clears the Shiloh. What happens if it's Mat is Tzroyus Brishus HaRabim and they're Mazik Brishus HaYachid, and the Gemara seems to say that you'd be Chayiv. So the Rif takes that out. The Rif changes that Girsa. The Rif does not bring that down the Halacha. And the Shulta Gibayim is by Zayis. Why is he doing that? It's Gufu because of this idea that the Rosh is getting from the Rif. So this Rabbi turns to me, Rabbi Hilly Yosef Pfeiffer, he turns to me and says, hey, wait a minute, what happened to the Dayush time of the Kirel? What right do you have to do that? And I told him, with this Tais HaRosh, it's Miyosha beautifully. So, I mean, I don't even know, and I've heard so many shmuzin, whether the Tais HaRosh is the Rosh or not the Rosh, whether it is Lishitasai, whether it's somebody else. But the idea here is that the Pasuk is Gufa, the Rif is telling you that licht in the Pasuk of Ubir B'Steyachar is the Taich, so that's Urche. And therefore, that changes the din. And that would be Sai L'Reb Yehuda and Sai L'Reb Shimon. And you wouldn't say that this is only like Reb Yehuda and not like Reb Shimon. It just gives us a different take on what's going on in the sugya of Darish time of the Kura once we have this perspective of the Taisus HaRash. So, so I wanted to take this one other Taisus, and then we'll see. We'll take this to a little bit of a tangent.
Does that mean that if a person had a shore in the middle of Ocean Parkway or down the street here, that it would be chadiyah because not orche?
So bizman hazeh, you're asking that since it's not orche anymore for a shore to be brishus harabim, maybe the din shouldn't apply anymore.
That's the inevitable conclusion from what the Rosh Hashanah just said.
Right, you're asking beautifully. You're asking a good question. Then now, you have a Rishus HaRabim, it's Bechlal not Orche anymore to bring an animal, Rishus HaRabim, in a Chanami. I don't know. Not that I'm saying you're right, it could be, L'chayr, you should be right. You know, I don't know, but it's a good point. What?
You're allowed to ride a horse at Ocean Park.
What does that
mean? Not that long ago, they did it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about if you are?
So if you take a horse on Ocean Parkway, and the horse is mazik, the question is, right, is that considered orche? Is that considered a normal thing? Right. What? Right. So presumably he's allowed to, because it's a Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim, that's understood. Now Lamaisa, today, again, let's assume that the laws in New York City, I don't know the laws of New York City that well, but let's assume that the laws in New York City prohibit you to bring a shar. If you brought a shar onto Rishus HaRabim, the likely scenario is a cop would tell you that it's a public nuisance or it's damaging. And therefore, if it's illegal to bring it, then Mistama, you wouldn't, you'd be considered a Peshaya for bringing it there in the first place. So it would probably, that's why, even though We could clear in these with this lumdus, but the practical part of the government not allowing you to bring it would probably stop it. But that's why I don't know if I never saw a guy riding a horse down the street. It was, it's not a cute thing. Now, what? Yeah, the cops. Yeah. The cops also get to talk on the cell phone. You know? For the rest of us, it's a little bit of a problem. All right. So anyway. Taisus and Gittin, Amantesima days, Divra Maschel, Reb Shimon. So he says it in a little bit of a different gang. He says that the whole machlekes in Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon of Darius' time of the Kura is only when there's a nafkamina ledina. But b'makom that there's no nafkamina ledina, they're also masking that there's no problem of being Darius' time of the Kura. So on the one hand, we see that where there is enough Kamino Ladina, but the reason is Klar in the Torah, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon would be masking. And then the flip side is the Taisus in Gittin, Mamtasim Abeis, says that when it's not Nagel Ladina, then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are both masking that you can be Darish time of the Kura. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't have a problem with that. So the Maram on the Taisus, it's Divra Maschel Rabbi Shimon, he says that So he says that since there's no nafkamina ledina, Rabbi Yehuda has no problem with being Darish time of the Kura. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's hesitation to allow you to be Darish time of the Kura is just if there's going to come out a difference in din. But if there's going to be no difference in din, you're just going to add flavor and understanding and appreciation for a mitzvah or a din. No, why not? Go ahead, be Darish time of the Kura. It's the Maram. The Kesef Mishnah says this on the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Dalad, Parag Dalad, Halacha Dalad. He says that why don't you make an Irani Dachas by a Sefer in the cities on the borders? So he says, why can't you do it? He says, so the Rambam says, Kidei Shlo Yikonsu Oiv De Avodah Zarah V'yachrivu Es Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the reason you can't make an irni dachas on a city, which is a border city, is because if you do, so the goyim can just come in and wipe out the country. So again, the Rambam is giving a reason, which, again, it sounds Dayush Taimid the Kra'ish. So the Kesef Mishnah says, again, with the same type of ganga as the Maram in this Taisvis, that there's nothing wrong in adding a reason, which is Mukur Vela Seichel. It sounds logical, it sounds normal, it sounds like it makes sense.
But saying a difference to Allah. The Rambam is saying a difference to Allah. Well, again, you should make it near in the Dachas, but we bow, the guys are going to come here, then it's us to make it near in the Dachas.
So, 1 second. So, there, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Tezayinim Abayz, that Reb Shimon is the one who says this reason. Reb Shimon, who's Darish time in the Kura, he's the one who says this reason. Of Kidei Shlei Yikantzu Akum. So the Rambam is still saying it, because since there's no... Now again, the Kesef Mishnah wants to taina that since there's no Nafkimina Ledina, because both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda would agree that if you're not going to make it into an Irani Dachas, so therefore... If the din is that you don't make such a city into an Irani Dachas, you can say your reason. You can say because the Goyim shouldn't come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. Now, you're asking, well, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would have to say that's not the case. But the Kesef Mishnah's understanding from the Rambam, that both according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is the same din. It's a din muskin. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda would not argue about that. What they're going to argue about is, do you say that this applies... Do you say that we can apply this reasoning of that they're going to come and destroy Eretz Yisrael? Or maybe just a Zegzeris HaKosov that you can only make an Irani Dachas in certain cities and it's not the Yeras Sefer, it's not one of those cities. So since it's the din is the din, so go ahead, say your reason. So again, both from this Maram and from this Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, you have a little bit of a license. If the din doesn't change, go ahead, say the reason. Now the Minchas Chinuch and the Shvus Yankiv, they go the other way. They say that you have no right to be busy trying to figure out the Minchas Chinuch is in Tov Samach Dalit, Oiz Dalit, in the Kaimitz HaMincha. The Shvus Yankiv is brought by the Steichemet. It's not, I couldn't find the Shvus Yankiv myself, but I just saw it quoted. So they say that the Kavan of the Taisis is exactly the opposite. They say that when there's no enough Gemina Ladina, even Reb Shimon holds you can't be Dayush time of the Kriya. And the Be'er Sheva wants to say this in Chulin and the Fei Amid Aleph on the Taisus Divrei Maskel Kedei. So the Minchas Chinuch explains that the idea is that the Darchei HaTaira are, again, like a little, sounds almost like a shmooze. He says they're so deep and so profound that it's not possible for the Seichel Ho'anushi, for the human logic, to start understanding what Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind when he makes a mitzvah in the Torah. So when there's an afkamina ledina, okay, so then we have to apply our reasoning to understand when yeah, when not, and if this is the reason of the pasuk, and now from this, b'zayis an afkamina, so we have to start with the reasons. But if there's no afkamina ledina, they want to say that you have, from this taisis, they want to say you have absolutely no right to be Dayush time in the Kura.
What's the difference between
what?
So
then what would be the difference between a chayk and a mishpat? So, so what they would tell you is that a mishpat is where the reason has a din, where the reason has an nafkamina ledina, that's where you would have a mishpat. And where you have a nafkamina ledina, that would be the mishpat, and the chayk would be something that you don't have a nafkamina ledina, and then you have no license to start being Dayush time in the Kura, to try to start coming up with why is it that we have certain reasons that we could or we can't do something. So that's the other way of looking at it.
So it seemed that it's probably in the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says, somebody says, I can't keep it, I'm not going to the Gemara gives two reasons. One reason is because you're Maka Kina of Riyash. The other reason is because it's only El Xeris. So Maniama holds that it clearly Konani holds that the idea that because you're Maka Kina, you can be Darius carrying the fire. The other one, maybe yes, maybe no.
Okay. You can
learn it both ways.
Could be. Could be.
You can say no, it's only Xeris and you don't know. Or you can say no, it's only Xeris and it's awesome.
Right. Could be. Now, the Rambam has a definite opinion about this. I put a couple of the Mar Makaimis where the Rambam talks about a couple of these things. The Rambam says in Me'ila, Paraches Halachaches, Roi Lo'odam L'Hezboinen B'Mishpatei HaTorah HaKadosha V'Leida Asayfin Yonam Kifi Koichai. And it's good to try to understand the Dinim in the Torah to your, the best of your ability. U'mikom makom davar shelo yimtzei lo tam v'lo yada lo ela, if you reach something that you just can't understand, al yikal ba'einov, it shouldn't be light in your eyes, that it's as if it's irrational, but just attribute it to the fact that it's mikaitzer da'teinu, it's just from your own limitations that you're able to be masik such a thing. And then the Rambam in Hilchus Tmura, this is almost talking to you, the Rambam in Hilchus Tmura, Parak Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, says, she'af she'kol chukei ha'toyer gzeiro yisein, even though all the chukei ha'toyer are gzeiris, roi lehizboinen bohem, it's fitting to understand them. Anything which you could give a reason to, give it to. But even the Chachamim Rishayim said, he quotes the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, Parsha Yotas, Shloimah HaMelech, Heven Roiv HaTaimim, Shalkol Chukei HaTorah. Shloimah HaMelech, the Medrash says, Shloimah HaMelech understood the reasons of most of the Chukim of the Torah. So obviously, we're saying, number one, a chayk has a time. And number two, as much as you can to understand it, go for it. So again, the Rambam seems to be very clear that he would take the Maram's version of Taisvis versus the Menchas Chinuch and the Shvus Yankiv. And again, they would say, so let's go for the Machlokes Taisvis and the Rambam, and the Rambam is not masking to it.
So the Shain and the Ramban and the Chinuch, they all get
time. Yeah, you can say them. The chinuch, in fact, on this iser of leisachba beger almana, so the chinuch says a lashon that shechos hakadosh baruch hu al b'yosav. Rabbi Yishlim felt bad for the brias for rotzel lezachisenu liknois benafshenu midas achemla v'tzivanu shana rachim alu almana shal lavava shover v'doyig shalei lemashkina. Again, the chinuch kisedik. No matter every mitzvah is always busy. The time of the grill, the Shayush HaMitzvah. Yeah. But at least we have one other opinion that we're supposed to look at them like chukim. I actually, I had a Rebbe that was medayik, that if you look in the Rashi and Parshas Chukas, when the Torah introduces the concept of chuk, of a chayk, so it's chukas ha-Torah, so Rashi there says that a chayk is the taich, that if the goyim will ask you, why do you do a mitzvah, you won't be able to tell them a reason. Normally, you can tell them a reason, by this you don't have a reason to tell them. So my Rebbe was medayik. You see, again, the same idea that we're doing a mitzvah just because the Eibishter said, we're doing all the mitzvahs, kilu the chukim. Okay, now we can try to understand it, but be'etzem, it's a chayk. I'll show you, this is, let's take this to a fascinating tangent. In the inyan of cutting off payas, the Rambam says that the iser of hakafas harosh and hashchasas hazaka, cutting off the payas of your head and the payas of your beard, is she'osam hakasav neisha oisin kein oivdei avodazar v'chaim rehen. That the reason you're not allowed to do it, the reason you're allowed to cut off your payas, is because the priests of oivdei avodazar, they did it. And you're not allowed to be like the priests that are cutting off their payas.
He says that in Mishnah Torah. Yeah.
No. Mishnah Torah. It's in Perek Zay. It's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yibayz, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Zayin, and Mamish Beforish. Now, when you see the Rambam the first time, it's surprising. But listen to the.
The Rambam Mishitosi. He says that there are.
Yeah. Now listen to the tour. You listen to this conversation going back and forth between the Rambam and the Tor. It's hard to believe it's the Rambam and the Tor. Stuck the Tor. The Ein Onu Tzrich in Levakish Tam LeMitzvus. We don't need to go looking for the reasons of mitzvus. Ki mitzvus melachem aleinu. They're the mitzvus of the Rebbeinu Shloi Lemanos. Afin loinoi de taimon. Even if we don't know the reasons. Well, the Tor is a big problem why the Rambam is saying that the issur of cutting off your payas is because you're being like the Kaimei Avodah Zarah. So the Bach wants to defend that the Rambam didn't mean it that way. The Rambam just meant that he saw that that's in practical. That's what was going on, and he saw in their Sfarim that that's what they did. So the Bach says the Rambam never meant it that far. But the Torah takes him to task. What are you doing? Tell me the reason. So the Beis Yosef on this Rambam, the Beis Yosef says, Shadaitai lachlik al harambam, lomoloi levakish tami daitai. The Torah was bothered. Why did the Rambam have to come up with his own reason? L'shul mitzvah, for any mitzvah. Shanira, that it would appear, she'iloi hayu yoidim tam ha-mitzvahs, that if we were not to know the reason of the mitzvahs, loi hayinu mitzvahim la'asayson, we wouldn't be commanded to do them. The ein ha-dovar came. That's not the truth. Ki mitzvahs ha-melechim oleinu, they're the mitzvahs of the king on us. Va'afim loi noy detaimon, even if we don't know the reasons, on a mitzvahim la'asayson, we're still obligated to do them. Zok the Beis Yosef, va'ani yoimer, and I say, the chosle l'harambam l'mizbarachi. Chas v'sholem that the Rambam actually said, meant such a thing. Umi yachush l'chavad ha-toyer v'ha-mitzvus yaisim imenu. Who's going to be chayshish for the chavad ha-toyer v'ha-mitzvus more than the Rambam? Then he quotes the Rambam that I quoted before, the Rambam in Me'ilah and the Rambam in Temura. So he says, she'af ha-pi she'kol chukei ha-toyer gzeris malachem yikol mokum kol ma'a shenuchal levakish loitam nemar baitam. The Rambam is just saying that wherever you could find a reason, so say, find a reason like Reb Shimon who's Dayush time of the Kirel. Now, of course, we're not going to say that this is only Reb Shimon and not Reb Yehuda. We're going to say, of course, like the Tyson Rosh explained, both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda would say, be Dayush time of the Kirel in a place where it's not going to be a problem. But then the Beis Yosef says, Mikol Makam the Mitzvah Ha'ilu Nira Li, this is one of the fascinating things he does here. Basically, he said the Rambam didn't come up with this reason on his own. He says, El Midas HaKosuf. It was really from the Das of the Pasuk itself. The Isser of cutting off your payas is bracketed by mitzvahs before it and after it relating to Avodah Zarah. Mi mitzvahs HaNasar Mishum Chukei HaGoyim. Zok the Beis Yosef. You know where the Rambam got that from? You know where the Rambam got that the Isser of cutting off payas is to be like the Oiv Avodah Zarah? Because the Pasuk bracketed the Isser of cutting off payas both lefaneo and lachreo, with mitzvahs that were legabe avodah zarah. So why is the pasuk doing that? It's as if the pasuk is telling us, zosavisin, you should know that the reason of this isser is gufa because of the reason of this isser is gufa because of avodah zarah. So the Beis Yosef says that's where the Rambam got it from. Now the Taz. The Taz, in Sivkot and Aleph, the Taz says, Zeh Loshon HaTur, Kasav HaRambam. Okay, he has a proud, yeah, he quotes the Torah, who takes apart the Rambam. And then he says that that's what the Torah is arguing about. Val Zeh Kasav HaTur, Sharei Enim Afurish. Shezeh Hoi Mishum Chukis Avdei Kachavim. So now, in other words, like this, I'm sorry, here, I'll back up a minute because I skipped the main part. Zeh Loshon HaTur. Zok the Taz, the machlokes of the Torah and the Rambam over here is something fundamental. The Harambam told din zeh ba'avdei kachavim shehi chayk shalohem. The Rambam is being told the iser of cutting off payas in avodah zarah. The im kain yesh lepa'amim heter mishum shloi malchus. So according to the Rambam, there's a heter to cut off your payas, mishum shloim malchus. If you have a person who's makor of the malchus, and in order to be able to engage in his life-saving activities for Klal Yisrael, he would have to cut off his payas. K'moshim atzino b'simin kufayin ches siv beis, just like we find in the Yisurim of b'chukesem leisei lechu, that for a makor of the malchus, he's allowed to do things that normally we say you're usher to do alts b'chukesem leisei lechu. So too over here. Since the whole reason you're not allowed to cut off your payas is because you're being like the Yavid Avodah Zarah, so therefore, the Taz says, the Rambam understands that in a place where you're going to cut off your payas in order to be Mekorev L'Malchus, you'd be allowed to. And that's what the Torah is arguing. Who gave you the right to do that? The reason isn't Mefurish in the Pasuk. Okay, so you'll use the Beis Yosef's Cheshbon. It's bracketed. Good, it's bracketed. But the Pasuk doesn't say it's because of Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk just says you're not allowed to cut off your payas. So the Taz says, that's what the Torah and the Rambam are arguing about. The Rambam understood, I can take the license from the fact that the Pasuk bracketed the Isser of cutting off your payas to say that now I can cut off my payas to be in Bukhar of Lamalchus. And the Torah would say, Chas v'shalom. You're taking it too far if the Pasuk doesn't say the reason beferish, and you're just getting it from the fact it's bracketed, you have no right to create a heter, a yesh meyayin type of a heter.
Pictures of the Rambam having without payas.
What?
Without payas. So they wanted to save because he's going to
Shitasa. Going to Shitasa over here, maybe.
From
Melech, you could. Yeah, the Korv Malchus. Now, well, I'll tell you, what you're saying is very important. I'll show you in another minute. Now, on this Taz, again, you know, it's when we learn these in Yonim, it's so good to remember that the Taz was the Gadol Adar. The Taz was not just one of the Mefarshim that you could push off on the side. So even when we don't pass in the Taz was the Gadol Adar at the time the Taz wrote the Taz. And the Taz is taken to task by Reb Kiveger and by the Pesachei Tshuva. They both quote the same Tshuva. They both quote the Panim Meiris. And the Panim Meiris asks, it's the Panim Meiris is in Chelik Bei Simenai and Tess. Va'ani yoimer, cholila loimer kin ledas ha-Rambam. Cholila to say this in the Rambam. The af mashe nizkar, b'simen kufay in ches, the oisrin min atoyro malkinu nolov of ledas ha-Rambam, v'hetiru chachomim l'kroi v'malchus. Because even what we do say, that's osir out, v'chu kesem lo'yseleichu, and we're matter for Mekorv L'Malchus, that's b'bnei sh'loi pirshu Torah shum davar. It's because the Torah never said, what's asr al t'b'chu keseyim le'seleichu? U'masr l'chachamim. And the guidelines for what's asr al t'b'chu keseyim le'seleichu were given over to the chachamim to establish when does it apply and when does it not apply. V'heim ro l'hati l'kreif l'malchus. And they saw fit to be matter for Mekorv L'Malchus. Avu mashu b'furish b'Torah. But when it's black and white in the pasuk, then it's also to cut off your payas. Even though you'll tell me it's a chayk of the kusim, mikol makom chal mitzvah zu al kol yisrael. The mitzvah's on everybody. Chalila that the Rambam would ever be matter such a thing to allow you to cut off your payas.
There is a concept of Eis Lasis
Hashem. Oh, so there is. So what's the... Not only that, but when you look in Simen Kufayin Ches, right, we have an oil who likes to look up the Marmakaitis, right? You actually look in Simen Kufayin Ches, and you look up that halacha of Mekorev L'Malchus, you know who makes this chilek? The Taz. It wasn't like they popped up with some secret that the Taz wasn't aware of. The Taz himself says this. The Taz says, "V'af al gav d'chol hanizkir b'simen zeh hu b'chlal uvuchu keseyim leiseleichu." Even though everything in the simen of uvuchu keseyim leiseleichu ve'in kayech b'yachachom lakir davar min atayra, and the chacham don't have a right to be ikir davar min atayra, mikom makom hachashayni. Over here it's different. Kivin shloi pirsha hatayra shum davar. Since the Torah never explained anything, the Taz himself says it. So, get what's going on here. The Taz says that according to the Rambam, you're allowed to cut off your payas, Mishum Shlei Malchus. The Panim Meiris, that's the Kash of the Rebbe Kiveger and the Pesachei Tshuva, they both say, boom, he knocks out the Taz. How does he knock him out? Because of course there's a difference. But Chukesei Moisei Leichu has no Gedarim in the Torah. But there's an Isser which is Mefurish in the Torah to cut off your payas. So if that Isser is Mefurish in the Torah to cut off your payas, how do you have a license to go do it? Reb Shlomo Kluger gives a cute answer. Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, it's brought in the Truvis, his Madu Kama and Simin Reish Yud Beis in Shailas Truvis Tuv Tam Vadas. So Rosh Shlomo Kluger says that which it's in Kayach B'Yachacham Lakar Dom B'Natar is only become Vaaseh. It's only if you actually do a Maisa. So the Gemara says in Makis, how are you normally Chayiv for cutting off your pace? The barber is cutting them off. You're Messiah. You help the barber, and by you helping, so now you're doing a maisa to cut off your pace. So Shlomo Kluger says, no, the Rambam just meant that you'll sit there and you'll have the barber cut off your pace and you won't be Messiah. So now it's only going to be B'Shem V'Altais, it's not going to be B'Kom Ma'asai, and now it won't be a problem. Well, it's a kirchap. But then I found that the Darche, if you look at the Darche Moshe, I think that Taz had such a sharp answer to this kasha. The Darche Moshe on the same Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef is trying to be matzdik what's going on with the Rambam. The Darche Moshe says that ani oy megamkem chosloy l'rabenu sheyachshod b'chsherim k'moy haRambam. I also say chas v'shalom for the tour to be choshed on the k'sherim like the Rambam l'mizbar alof, to think on him sheyizbar, that he would think. That if we wouldn't know the reason for a mitzvah, we wouldn't be obligated to do it. We won't find any Talmud Chacham in the world that would actually foster a belief that if you don't understand the mitzvah, you don't have to do it. The only people you find that from is the Apikarsin. They only believe what they understand. It's impossible that's what the Torah thought the Rambam meant. He says, when the Torah said on the Rambam that this is not Mefurish, he meant to say to the Rambam, that we should not be Dairish Taima Dekra, that it's only Osir in the Derech that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah V'Chayim Rehem do it. Ela B'chol Inyan Osir. Rather, in every way, it's Osir Hoyl V'Ein Atam Mefurish B'Mikra. Since the reason is not Mefurish B'Mikra, in Lahatir B'Makam She'Ein Hatam Shaykh. Zeu Nirali B'Das Rabbeinu. Loike Moshe Chisha V'Lov HaChacham Baal Beis Yosef. Zok Tadarche Moshe. What the Torah meant to argue on the Rambam, it sounds almost exactly like the Taz. What he meant to say was that the Torah was understanding that the Rambam is going to say that in a place where the Isser of Avodah Zarah will not apply, then that won't apply to the Isser either. The Isser will be mutter. And the Torah was saying on that, I can't accept that because the Tam is not Mefurish Bakra. In other words, one second, if the Tam was Mefurish Bakra, then the Torah could accept that. But the Tam is not Mefurish Bakra. And therefore, the Torah was understanding from the Torah was understanding on the Rambam that the Rambam wants to be matirit in a place where it's not like the Avodah Zarah V'Chayim Rehem, and on that the Torah is arguing that you have no right to do that. Now with this we understand what's going on here with this Taz. What the Taz is going to tell you is that the Rambam is saying, wait a minute, why is it that you're not allowed to do something outside Avodah Zarah? So, if you're doing it Mishum Shloim Malchus, you're showing that you're not doing it outside Avodah Zarah. So, as soon as you're doing it Mishum Shloim Malchus, and the reason is only because of Avodah Zarah V'Chayim Rehem, that you're going to be like them, so now we already know that when you're going to do something like them, and you're not doing it for that intention, you're just doing it for the intention of being Makor of the Malchus. So then he would admit that that's okay. And that's why the Taz has no problem. Even though the Taz is the one who told us that Makor v'Malchus normally has the heter only on B'chuk Eseim Leisei Leichu, the Taz himself has no problem extending that in the Rambam, because the Torah himself understood in the Rambam that where the Tam of Avodah Zarah does not apply, the Hainu of Makor v'Malchus, because it's clear that what he's doing is not to be Avodah Zarah. He's only doing it Mishum Shloim Malchus to help with the Bikuach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he would hold that it's Taka Mutter. Yeah.
I don't understand a few things. First of all, how does anybody get this from the Rambam? That is mockery anything. That's number one.
Because, one second.
What is the
let's go one on one.
The Rambam repeated just
I don't have the Rambam in front of me. I have the Beis Yosef in front of me, which quotes the Rambam. It's Yud Beis Zayin. The Torah says Hakafas Harosh Vashchosas Hazakin Gam Elu Kasev Rambam Shaosrim Hakasev Mipnei Shaosin Kain Oivdav Erezor V'Chaim Rehem. Ad Kan. But the Rambam says the reason the Torah made it Osir is because the Oivdav Erezor V'Chaim Rehem do it.
Okay, so a few things. First of all, what about in a place and a time where they don't do it? Like
today.
I mean, nobody does it. As far as we know, nobody does it now. And even in the time of the Rambam, whoever said they did that.
Well, the Bach says that actually at the time of the Rambam, that's what they all did. That's what they were actually all doing.
Okay, I don't know.
It's like the monk's haircut. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And what about in the time where they don't do it? Like, I don't know anybody does that in America. I mean, there's probably a lot of other places where they don't do it. So the Rambam, you want to say that the Rambam is saying that that faith is...
So, one second. So, no. So, you're still going to need a justification for it. In other words, it's not going to be...
Why?
Because once the Torah makes it usher, in order to have the heter of Mekorv L'Malchus, like, when something's usher, it's B'chuk K'sem L'Selechu, so now you're not allowed to do it if you'll say that it's not Negeya to you that you're going to be Oved Avodah Zarah.
What if somebody gives me $20 million if I would do it?
Right.
So it's clear I'm not doing it for you, but I'm doing it for the $20 million.
Right, but once the Torah says it's usher, it doesn't help.
So why is the Kovri Malkus is different? If the whole reason the Kovri Malkus is because if the Kovri Malkus is what the is to be, what the Rebbe is saying before, that it has to do a heter and the putter and the life that we understand it. So the Kovri said, in a case where you're doing it, for Klal Yisrael, we're not answering it. However, if the whole thing is a reason, because the only issue is when it goes, is when you're doing it for not. So why would Kovri not do nothing different? It's just one Siva. So this is another Siva. If a person gives me money to do it, it's clear I'm doing it because of the money, you should be mutter. I don't think anybody wants to say that, but that would seem to
you're be... Masking yourself, you can't say that.
What?
You're masking me, you can't say
no,
that.
But that seems to be the reason of it.
Okay, yeah, right. you're making the classic strong man argument. Yeah. Taking it to an extreme. I hear. Okay, so just, I guess, just to be Messiah with something on the Parsha, right? That's what the last mandate of this year. So, the Kli Yakar has a very geshmaka. I'm sorry, just before I finish this year, this is the first time in my life I was mechavin to an Arugas HaBaisim. The Arugas HaBaisim says this Dahar in the Taz to explain this with this Darchei Maisha. And he just adds one last thing that comes out, Lishitasam. He says that according to this, the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Tur is also by Hakafas Peis HaRosh. If it's dafka with a razor, or if it's even with a scissors, if you cut it close enough to the hair like a scissors, according to the Rambam, the isser is only with a razor. And according to the Tur, it's even with misparayim ke'ein tar. So the Arugas HaBaisim wants to say, along these lines, that they're going l'shitasam. The Rambam is going to tell you that the isser is only the way the Oivdei Avodah Zarah actually do it. So they only do it with a razor, so that's why it's only also with a razor. But according to the Tur, it would even be also misparayim ke'ein tar because it's not dependent on how the guy actually cut off their payas. It's that the Torah says you're not going to cut them off. Okay, so that's just the last point of the shir. I didn't want to leave you with the chiddush without that. Look, I'm proud of the chiddush that I worked out, but to see that the Arugas HaBaisim says it. It was very geschmack. Now let's just let's go to this Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says that when the pasuk says that Vayokem El Chodesh Asher Lo Yodas Yosef, there was a new king that gets up and he doesn't know Yosef. So we all know the obvious kasha is, what do you mean he didn't know Yosef? I mean, every child in Egypt knew who Yosef was. Yosef was the savior of Mitzrayim. presumably when you became a paroi, even if you didn't know him personally, but you knew he was this historic figure that came in and saved the country. He made Mitzrayim into a world power. All the Gemara's are Meirich, that all the money of the world came piling into Mitzrayim from Yosef's actions during the Rav, and Yosef positioned Mitzrayim to be the biggest superpower in the world. So, this wasn't that long after. Of course, Paro knew Yosef. What does the Pasuk mean? So you're going to have to, right, so you're going to have to start saying these types of things. So beautiful Dahar. Just, what happened by Yosef? Yosef came with Chaloimus. Yosef came with Nevuas. And he tells the brothers, you know, you're going to be bowing down to me. So the brothers said, not going to happen. We're going to get rid of your Chaloimus. So what they do? Throw him in a pit, they're going to kill him. We're going to kill him, we're going to sell him. We're done with these Chaloimus. We're going to put them to rest. What ended up happening? The exact tachbulus which the brothers did to get rid of those chaloimus are exactly what brought them to come out to fruition. Because they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, so Yosef goes down there, there's more chaloimus going on, Yosef is able to interpret the chaloimus, Yosef is able to take over the country, Yosef is able to become the melech, and everything happens exactly according to his chaloimus. So here you see where even though they were stronger, even though they were more powerful, when they decided that they're going to interfere with the nevuas of the chaloimus, and they're going to try to do away with them, the exact things that they thought that they're going to do to stop them are exactly what they did to bring them to fruition. It's exactly what happens here. Everything that happens here, Paroi is saying Pen Yifreitz. So what happens because he says Pen Yifreitz? Exactly, it's exactly more. You didn't want any more? Okay, so now, because Ken Yirbe V'chen Yifreitz, exactly the opposite of what you want is exactly what you're going to get. And goof of the Xeris that you're going to make to stop the plans of the Ribbono Shel Olam are exactly what's going to bring it. Right? The Chartumim come, the Stipler makes this, right? The Chartumim come to Paro, and he says that the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael is going to be coming. So Paro, what are we going to do about it? We're going to throw all the babies into the seas. So what happens because of that? So Moshiach is put into the sea, and Mamela Basi brings him into the base Paro. Who ends up raising the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael? Paro himself. So Gufa by Paro being geyser. Because he doesn't want to be matzah the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael, he ends up raising the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael. So what we see is that when a person is foolish enough to think that I have control beyond my own moral decisions of what's right and what's wrong, and I have control that I'm going to start dictating the way things are going to go in the world, you have absolutely no control at all. You have a guy with a little bit of power, a little bit of money, and he thinks that he can control people, he can control businesses, he can control politics. The thing that you learn from this, the Stipler, is if you think that you're going to stop something, it may very well be that every tachbula that you do to stop something that the Ribbono Shel Olam has in mind for it, every one of those tachbulas is exactly going to bring out the Hashgachas Hashem exactly the way you don't want it. And it's better that we learn from the story of Yosef, and we learn again from Paro, not learning from Yosef, that that ultimately the only one that we can answer for is ourselves. And that when we try to change the direction of history, we try to change the direction of where things are going to go, we have no power with that at all. Okay.